The moment Theresa May became Britain's prime minister 2 years ago, her attention has been mostly focused on making Brexit a reality.
Mr. Speaker, I beg to move. OK, you may say that, but you should hear Jean-Claude Juncker's voice as a result of our conversation.
May didn't cause a crisis. In fact, she was against the UK divorce from the European Union, but she's been pressured to fix it. This is not specific to Theresa May or politics, by the way. Women are more often given the chance to lead in times of crisis. Alison Cook studies this trend at Utah State University. I mean, it's kind of like, what an opportunity. Here's a big fat mess. You fix it. Are there certain traits that show women are actually better in risky crisis situations?
Well, there are a couple of reasons why this phenomenon happens. One is the fact of, yes, it's a messy situation. So, you know, a traditional white male leader might say, why on earth would I want to be a leader in this situation? It's set up for failure. I'm starting at a deficit. I don't want this. I'll have another opportunity. Where a white woman or a person of color might say, this might be my only shot at, you know, having this leadership role. That's one reason. The other is, as you suggested, a sort of a stereotypical view of women. And there's actually been research done that says that people perceive women to be better in a crisis situation. Now, it might be because they're more empathetic, might be that they're perceived to be more consensus building, more loyal, maybe more participative leadership style.
In a crisis, are women held to the same expectations as men?
Women are under far more scrutiny when they are in these leadership roles than men. Just because there are so few women, it's such a rare occurrence to have a woman leading a country, a company, in this situation that they're far more visible. And they tend to actually have less authority and support. And I think in the Theresa May situation, that's especially clear given how her party has challenged her regularly throughout this process.
So Theresa May, obviously a good example of this. Where else have you seen this phenomenon? When in history have you seen it?
Oh, this phenomenon is far too frequent. My colleague and I joke often that it's disheartening to see this happening over and over, but it also provides our job security since this is an area we research. You know, there are examples everywhere. I mean, the Icelandic prime minister was appointed right after the financial crisis,
right.
And she actually led beautifully throughout that and succeeded well. Mm. And so, you know, there are these international examples, plenty of examples throughout the U.S. that Dr. Glass and I have studied.
And when you look at the patterns, what happens after the crisis has passed? Are these women generally going to stay on in power or positions of power?
After the crisis has passed, some of these women have succeeded and done very well. You know, Mary Barra at General Motors is touted as being an exceptional CEO today, and she definitely led GM out of this crisis. And you have others that have succeeded. But often these women, when they don't succeed, they get derailed from their career. They don't have other opportunities, and they sort of just fade away. And then they bring in a term that we came up with, the savior effect. They bring back in that traditional white male CEO.
Yeah. So, Alison, just to wrap things up, I don't want you to give us your take on Brexit because it's confusing to people everywhere. But what is your take on how Theresa May has navigated this crisis?
You know, Theresa May's situation is such an extreme example of the glass cliff. Here is something that she was not in favor of. You know, she was one of the few people, along with another woman at the time, to say, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take over and try to lead Britain out of this crisis. You know, whether you're in support of Theresa May or not, she was put in a very, very difficult position and without the support really to navigate this effectively.
And now she's saying she'll resign, she'll step down if Brexit is passed. I mean, isn't that the quintessential kind of conclusion to this glass cliff story?
Absolutely.
Alison Cook, professor of management at Utah State University, talking about the glass cliff. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco.